Comet and RT.
And the chairman.
And myself, John Miller. So the first item on the agenda, but do we have the...
I have it.
Okay. The resolution.
You want to make
the
motion?
Sure. Mr. Chairman, I move that this committee recommend to the full board that it appoint, that it recommend, excuse me, to the New York State Division of Housing and Community Renewal the appointment of Genevieve Harris Roche of Hastings-on-Hudson as a tenant member for a term to expire December 31, 2012.
Second. Okay. And just for the record, we interviewed Ms. Roche last week. She has extensive experience. She would be a tenant member of the Rent Guidelines Board. She has extensive experience representing tenants and tenants associations. She's a lawyer by background. She also worked for many years at Deloitte Touche in their legal department, and we felt she was extremely well qualified for this position. Any other thoughts? Okay, should we take a vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? None?
Okay, what does this mean? Just got an email from the email team saying that your email has been infected with a Trojan virus. Please do not download anything, but click here.
To ensure you have the virus.
Exactly.
To infect your computer. Okay, so today's agenda item is continued discussion of the Westchester Renew proposal. Chairman Emeritus Ryan.
Chairman
Emeritus.
That means he used to have merit
stuck for life. You're stuck for life.
And we circulated previously as we move along this discussion the last proposed revisions to the county charter.
Thanks.
There was a charter revision study commission that completed its work in 1988 and made a number of recommendations. Sal Precioso was the chairperson, and if you look at the report, you see a number of the people who were members. Sam Fleggen was a member. The back of the report, actually, was all the members. Larry Dittleman was a member. Richard Bondi was a member. May they rest in peace. They're no longer with us. But some of the other names I don't really recognize. But the question I have is whether we should look through this and determine whether there's anything here that's worth trying to move forward now, and what has been moved forward, and thinking about what forming a new commission. And I'd just like to throw that up for discussion. We circulated this to everyone, but I'm not sure if people have had a chance to look to read it.
Thank you. I guess I saw the other thing, please.
Well, let me just address the question. I think that that certainly is one starting point. The starting point I had kind of envisioned was, without looking to the work of prior commissions, I think that that's probably a starting point for us if this was a task we were taking on. I think for this commission to go out and listen and to put questions, perhaps, or statements on the table that our residents can kind of react to perhaps start to move a conversation. I think the listening is very important. What, in fact, across Westchester are people thinking about with respect to the services that they believe are important? And one of the reasons why I didn't want to have this focus solely on the county, I think it's more about what the people feel when they are looking at services, what they feel they need, what is on that ladder of priorities, what is most important, what is least important to them, what do they feel needs to be accomplished locally, what are they inclined to think could be more or perhaps better handled centrally. There may be some ideas out there that they would initiate. There may be some good conversations that could happen with perhaps us, or this commission in the role of kind of assisting that to get out of the gate. But what I thought would be most valuable would be just a fresh process. You walk into a community, Northern Westchester, for example, and you give people in Northern Westchester an opportunity to discuss the most important things that they feel they get from government and use that as a starting point, whether it's Northern or Central or South. Let them start talking and let the commission start to listen. And wherever that goes, they would be able to determine at some point whether or not they had some proposals that they could actually present to government for our consideration. We have had a history here in Westchester of taking certain functions that were handled locally and centralizing them, realizing the benefits of economy and efficiency through centralized administration and service delivery where needed and when needed, not the least of which, for example, was the health departments and the welfare departments of years ago. So I think that to me would be a starting point. To go out with the general charge, this is what we're looking to do. It doesn't necessarily mean that anything needs to be changed or anything major needs to be changed. Or in the end, maybe major things are proposed. But I think the starting point for me anyway is that the person who submitted this proposal is to go out and in a first step initiate a discussion with the people of Westchester through this commission and start to hear from them what it is that they feel is most important. And I think at that point, direct the conversation down a road where we realize that federal government's a little bit too disengaged from all of this. They're too far out of the picture. But we do clearly have three potential partners to service delivery: the state, county, and the localities. Right now, the roles pretty much are the state working with the county for many service areas directly. We, in effect, as counties, are the administrative arm of service delivery. We're like the managing partner in what occurs. And then we turn around and assist municipalities with their needs. It could very well be that in the end, those three partners remain, but there is a shifting of the weight of service delivery responsibility. It could be a major shift, it could be minor, but it could very well be that there is some shifting that goes on. But like I said, that my preference for a starting point is to go out and listen.
Thank you. You've been joined by legislators Burton, Mikowski, and Myers. Now we have a superstorm.
Like Bill, I think that the greatest value of any charter revision process is the result of listening to people who come before it. But I think there are a lot of agendas out there that are only half known to us, and one of the things that has always struck me in terms of reforming structure has been that this state lacks the ability to do initiative, referendum, and recall. I think that was a conscious decision made by the people who framed the Constitution of the state of New York back in the 1870s, I think was the last real change that was done. We do not have that. And the small change that was made with Andrew Cuomo's initiative last year, one abolishing local villages and local districts, is a small token of what could be done there. And I think we are about to see a, I don't know about a large explosion, but an explosion of people who want to, in fact, abolish certain districts and certain villages. I represent two of those villages, which are very likely to have a referenda on this very point by the end of the year. It is there. There are people who want to see things changed, and they may or may not wish to see functions floated up to the county. But if we don't ask, we won't hear. There are other points, I think, that we have just assumed that we can't deal with because it would be too much. There would be too much fighting. But we have abandoned a limit to which we can bond of only $10 million without a referendum. That has hampered this board, and there are some members of this very committee who think that we have operated illegally for years in the way we have divided up bond issues to keep them under the $10 million limit. Be that as it may, we have handicapped ourselves beyond reasonableness, it seems to be, in this area. And I think that has to be addressed. Even if the commission were to bring this out, whether it would pass in referendum, I don't know. I suspect in this political climate it wouldn't. But I think it's something we need to hear about. There is a question of term limits, both for the county executive and for this board, which I think can be creatively addressed. Again, whether or not it's something that would ultimately come forward is a good question. But I think we've seen it's both its value and its negative value in a number of the municipalities which do have it, and I think particularly in Yonkers. That's not necessarily something I would be in favor of, but I think it's worth discussing. And these are just four points that I think are worth hearing from people about. I don't necessarily think we put them out as, let's do this, what do you public think about it? But I think that if we were to hear from the broad public, north and south, on the Connecticut side and on the river side, if we give the public the opportunity to come forward and talk about these things to us, not in constituent surveys, not in letters to the newspaper, God knows not in blogs, because we know that the level of hostility that comes out in a lot of those things is just almost impossible to hear, let alone really listen to, let alone ferret out what they really want. But in more reasoned and civil dialogue, I think Bill's hit on one of the things that this board can do, which is not only creative but positive about what county government can do in this otherwise awful environment that we're in economically. And I very much support this idea, and I hope we'll push it forward.
Well, I guess I'll comment. I don't know what was said before I got here, but this is just recommendations on my final report. I have several comments. One, at the end of the day, if we go through this whole exercise, there could be a tremendous amount of pressure from, you know, just various specific groups to actually do it. We said, well, thank you for those 19 recommendations. We're really not interested. We don't agree with 200. There may be a lot of pressure to do something that we don't really like, but it took a year's process, and by God, you better pass some of them. So that's just kind of my bigger question, I guess, is, and I certainly agree, you know, citizen participation, everything is great. And maybe I'm just developing a more cynical view of the world than others, but let's step back and look at our election. At the end of the day, the greatest participation someone could have is voting. And I don't know about your elections, but in my elections over the years, 30% in contested, what I like to think, hotly contested elections, 32%. So in the greatest venue, the most participatory venue, that's what we have. So at the end of the day, it's great to say citizen input. I got to tell you, most people don't know or care except when they've got something going. So you're right, you have the interest groups, you have the bloggers, the people who really have their own going, they'll get involved. So, you know, I don't want to be seen saying, well, I don't want the citizens to get involved, but when you go out and just know what we're asking for, certain people are going to get involved. Certain people have their own agenda. I kind of think maybe we should put out some issues, but we do, we don't, that's a discussion. They'll come with their agenda and then put a lot of pressure on us. And again, I start from the premise that 70% don't even vote for us and get involved one way or the other, know what county government is. I hear all the time, what do you people do, what's going on? And so again, not to demean the public, but I'm just adding a little reality, a reality check in the real world. That's what happens. So who in fact are we bringing into this process except the special interest, the people who have something involved, and then let's be prepared to deal with it. That's what we want to do. Understand who's coming back, no matter who we appoint, who's going to be out there testifying and putting information in. Let's just understand a year from now, we could kind of know who will be talking to us, who's going to be putting recommendations on the table, and are you prepared really to deal with it in a legitimate way, or say, well, thanks very much, but we really didn't mean it. So, as I say, I don't, you know, I would prefer to have a little more focus, but those are some of my comments.
I'll just comment, I think it's a good idea to do something along these lines. I'm still open to how to do it, whether we should have Bill's proposal, or go back and see how they set up this commission, and see maybe this is a better way to set up a commission. I'm not quite sure how they did it. I've noticed it looks like 21 instead of 31, and I don't know how they selected the people.
It's the county executive on the with the approval of the board.
And that was it? There was no... Okay.
And there's some ex officio members, too. Okay.
I kind of like the idea of a broader group of people selecting members on this. I'm open to the suggestion of limiting where they go versus just go out there and say anything you want to suggest. I'm cynical like Mr. Rogowski is, but I think it's still worth doing because there times do change and there are some people who pay attention and every once in a while they do come up with good ideas. And who knows, maybe somebody will come up with something here that's really worth looking at. Legislator Burton talked about the cap. That's certainly something we should look at. And maybe we want to talk about different ways. There's all kinds of things that we can talk about. A new process for bonding or something like that. Is there a better way to do it rather than the way we do it now? The whole concept of term limits? And there's all kinds of things out there that we can talk about.
I'm going to throw out a different approach. If there are certain issues, first of all, Marty has a good point that many people don't know what county government does. If we have issues that we see out there, that some that have been identified, maybe we ought to float them out there to start out with and get input directly, as Bill said, go to different parts of the county with an agenda of issues that we want to raise that we think are important for county government where change may be necessary, and hold those hearings directly ourselves and control the process. Just a thought.
Well, I think if I can, I think that's sort of a threat. Maybe one of the threshold questions: do we go out open-ended? Or your approach was, I kind of think lean your direction. And there may be 10 issues. I mean, Bill's right. You know, the referendum, term limits. We come up with a bunch of things. ANC. If people understand what ANC is, and put some potential changes there. But maybe list 5, 10, right? With that we see that we want input, that we consider that things that we want to have disagreement on, should we, shouldn't we? And we want to go out to the public, here's 5, 10, 15 issues, and others, keep it open, but at least have some focus, that at least give us some input on these issues. So I tend to agree with you.
Can I just, looking at this, just very quickly, thumbing through it,
right.
The types of things they dealt with were all over the lot.
What year was that?
It was all over the lot.
Yeah.
Some of them have been adopted.
Right. But that's the point, because when you tell a bunch of people, go out there and find out what's wrong with county government. No, but when there's serious people, and it's people who are not just the bloggers, but people who are serious about government, students of government, they will find things. I mean, here's somebody, one of the recommendations was calculation of the county tax should be transferred from the county board of legislators clerk to the commissioner of finance. Now, would we ever have thought of something like that? That's the kind of thing where a bunch of people, students of government, will dig and find and come up with you know, a discussion on whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. And I'm sure there's lots of things in our government like that. Like it might be a more efficient way to do things or a better way to do things. We're just not going to think of. This is not a sexy issue. This is not the kind of thing that anybody... This is going to be students of government who are going to go through the county government piece by piece and say, why the hell are they doing it this way when they should be doing it this way? That's what I'm seeing here. And I'm not so troubled by the... I don't know. I think, yes, there's a public piece to this. Yes, you want to do hear people. You do want to hear people. But at the same time, you also want serious students of government, the kinds of the policy wonks who are going to spend their time. You know, some of the people we now have who sit around all our different citizens committees.
Right.
Who, you know,
an advisory committee.
Exactly. Guys like that who come up with ideas, who would like to have a serious consideration of their ideas. And now they'll have somebody to give it to have a discussion and see if there's any merit to the ideas that they've been coming up with over the last 5-10 years.
Well, I think to the chairman's point, I think you make his point that that's more of a focused nuance of who's looking at it. My sense is, you know, we had a presentation this morning in budget from this gentleman from Mount Vernon, and if you listen to a lot of MSNBC, some of these cable shows as I do, there's this sense out there that, you know, government's no good, and all these tea parties. Well, you step back, this is the county government. This fellow this morning went through where 16, 17, 18% of taxes, you take out the mandates, you know, New York State's 33rd in income tax, you know, in taxes as a state. And everyone's, you know, yelling, things are terrible, and yet, if you look at the details, it's much more nuanced than maybe who should be collecting the taxes. Mm-hmm. And I guess my sense, if we go out, you know what, help us, let's go out there, tell us how do we change our government. It's like we're almost feeding into, we're accepting assumptions that really things are, we're going through the worst recession since the Depression, and hopefully we're coming out of it. We have to acknowledge what happened out there, and as things turn around, people get jobs, their perceptions got to change, and if we just go out, I guess I'm saying we're buying into this thing, things are terrible. I have a job, so I said, me, it's not terrible, but I think the perspective and we're running around, the sky's falling, I think it's wrong. I think if we can solve the Medicaid problem and pre-K problem, if we're taxing, you know, if 8% of someone's tax bill is the county's and for the services performed, that's pretty darn good. I mean, it's at 18% now. You take away some of these mandates, change those rules, for what people get from what we actually tax them for, pretty darn good. And I'd much rather be a defender, frankly, of what we do generally. I mean, there are changes to be made. I guess I'm concerned if we throw in the towel, you know what, we need help and come in. I guess we're saying, to me, it's a message that I'm not sure, you know, I want to say.
We're discussing this proposal today, right?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me try to, every once in a while you need a mid-course correction. I'm going to give it as we continue on. What Westchester renewed as Westchester County, this charter revision effort. This is not about announcing to the public that Westchester County government is broke, that we are, quite honestly, and I know you're tired of hearing me say this, we are a model in this country for regional government. You've never heard out of my mouth say that Westchester County was broke. There are things that I think government partnering with each other, feds, the state, the county, the locals, there are things that people need, and there are things that we could do. We could probably do some of them better. Or we can probably really hit some economies and efficiencies that would be good to hit in this day and age. But believe me, this Charter Revision Commission isn't about declaring that we're broke, we're throwing in the towel, we need your help, come and race and fix county government for us. This is about a commission that goes out and talks to people about, in your lifetime, you will recognize a number of different things, and one of those things is certain things that you need, government provides. Whether it's a city or a school district, whether it's fed or state, government is there to provide services for you. Now, given that, what are the important things? What are the important services to you? What's important about those services? And then start to discuss smarter ways to deliver those services. And to the extent that our surrogates, the people that we designate to sit on this commission, to the extent that they can kind of start compiling this positive information about services that people think are valuable and the elements of those services and programs that are most valuable. Start to figure out whether or not we are currently set up to achieve that. And if we're not, take a look at some of the changes that we might need to make. And at the same time, maybe some of those changes need to be made at the local level, and maybe those changes have to be made in Albany by tweaking laws and regs that are in place that kind of govern all this stuff. But my point is, you go out and do some listening, hear what is most important to people in this day and age, given the climate, and make no mistake about it. For us to play a pivotal role here as elected officials, we're talking about 2010, when many people out there have absolutely no confidence in government officials at any level to get the job done for them. That clearly is out there. Is that a majority view? My take on it is probably not. But I think that we can start to get prepared for things that may come to us from this commission if we give them an opportunity to get out there and start to do this listening and let them have a hand in compiling that information, deciphering it, and then putting together some proposals that can come back to us. And we are in a great position to kind of unfold the process at that point. Certainly, we're in a great position of control. I know that that's important to people. But please, as we go forward, this is not about, you know, going out with a negative message. We're broke. Help us fix it. And you got to do it as quickly as possible. That's not what this is all about.
I think this is, Bill is looking at the bright side of exactly what we should be doing. And with it, one, the idea that we are not going out, and this commission would not go out and say, the house is falling down, please help us build a roof. What we're asking to do, it seems to me, is place ourselves in a continuum, which I actually think that the Attorney General Cuomo yesterday, in his announcement video, if any of you sat through all 20 minutes of that, laid out a tremendous series of proposals, which I think are going to, if he has his way, dominate the discussion for the governor's race. But I think overall, I think he's trying to do more than that. I think he's trying to set an agenda for how the state should move forward. And there are all sorts of political nuances to it. But to cite two things that he brought forward. The first is a functional tax cap in this state, that property taxes will not increase by more than a certain percentage. To give the public a sense that things are going to be brought under control. The second thing has to do with the assumption of state mandates, which have traditionally been passed down to the county and down to the municipalities, to bring them back under that same concept of the tax cap. That's the other side of a tax cap. The way you help the local government achieve the tax cap is by taking things that have been dropped on them, and I think the great example of these Medicare, take them back, because we are the only state that's left now with that, with this pure 25% drop on
North Carolina?
I think North Carolina has really chopped away at that a lot, haven't they? I think we're the only one with a pure example of it left.
Wow.
And I don't see how we can't take this on in this year. Yes, it's going to be an election issue. Yes, it's going to be our guy whose election issue it is. And yes, it's going to be in our best interest to get on that bandwagon. All right, that's fine. As far as it goes, Jim is cringing over there because he's not sure what the hell I'm talking about. And you nod your head, Jim, up and down. Yes, thank
mandatory,
you.
Mandatory child care for all?
I have deep concerns about this election.
Thank you very much.
I'll be focusing very diligently on this year's election day.
Thank you very much.
You can have my commitment to that.
To grant, this is the time.
Door to door.
And again, Cuomo said it. He said, carpe diem. Let's seize the day. Let's get going on this and do it now. Don't temporize. Don't say that we can't do it because of this reason, we can't do it for that reason. Let's put grease on the wheels and get moving.
Mr. Chairman, I don't mind getting up and walking out and pretend like I was never here, but I've got my two good friends here, the two Bills. Everything Bill said, Bill Reiser, is great, but you know, there are only a few counties in the state that have a charter. I mean, you could put one on the option, just get rid of the charter. We're talking here like some magic thing. A lot of counties have no charters at all. Everything Bill talked about, levels of government, who performs the services, all that great stuff. I hold town meetings. I have that discussion all the time. You don't need to do that around a charter. We are a county with a charter. And I think the President NYSAC, because President will tell me, probably the minority that actually have charters. So this whole issue of services we provide, what levels, Albany, federal, those are all great discussions. You don't need to do that around the discussion of how to change the charter. The charter is, do you surplus property as a board or does the administration do it? Do you set up A and C? Do you find it? Our charter tells us how to run our government. Again, many counties have no charter. How they run, I don't know what they do, but they don't have a charter.
They run under state law.
They run under state law. So this, again, with all due respect, the charter revision is not, in fact, and now that you've laid out, it's not, in fact, let's have discussions of levels of service and who does what. Those are all great discussions, but in the wrong context. To me, this is very specific. No one knows we have a charter. First, I have to explain to you, read the charter, understand what it is, and then give us recommendations that we're going to be probably forced to take some of them. The more I get into this, the less I'm enthused about, because
sure,
the rationale for doing it, as Mr. Ryan just laid forth, I think is a missing point. All due respect. And do it, I'm not sure what is. You say do it. Well, what is that?
Why don't you leave?
The governor has called for, at least in yesterday's speech, called for a constitutional convention for the state. How would that impact? Is that essentially the same kind of thing as a charter
revision? The way the powers that counties have. Yeah. One of the things they called for here was, in a past report, was amending the Constitution so to provide that counties can do affordable housing, which is an issue we've discussed at
length.
And so I'm sure that's an issue that would be taken up. The powers that counties currently have.
The thing with the Constitutional Convention causes great anxiety about is that by the nature of a constitutional convention, it is unlimited to any, no subject is off the table. And therefore, many special interests and interests that we may all feel close to our hearts about, for example, the Adirondack Park, was scared the hell out of people that it was potentially going to be taken out of the forever wild mind. And a lot of people objected to that. And on that basis alone, the last state constitutional convention, I think, was scuttled. So maybe that will happen, maybe that won't. That I think it takes two rounds of the state legislature, right, to call that independent. But
I think it was beyond that, but I think there was enormous interest groups on all sides of the issue trying to block that convention.
All sorts of issues fought, and that's why the referendum went down.
It's a 10-year project.
Right.
The unwillingness to start going forward just seems to me to be untenable. And however we do it, I just think it's very
important. Thanks, Mr. Chair. I've been listening with interest to everything our colleagues have been saying, and I generally I've expressed some support for this idea. You know, public input and a review of any organizational structure is always a good thing. But I think the notion of just moving forward to move forward until we know what we're looking at. I'm hearing a couple of things. First, we heard about, let's look at the charter. Then we heard Legislator Rogowski and you suggest a more focused approach. And then it sort of shifted to a discussion of the role of government and what does the state do, what do the counties do, what do the towns do. It seems to me that if we're going to have a charter commission, the other conversation needs to come first. You have to figure out what the state does, what the town does, what the county does, then change your charter if need be. I have two other thoughts on this. One is I think a more focused discussion at first is more appropriate, because a number of issues have come up around the table. that those of us with some operational understanding have expressed, and we could add more in a focused way. I tend to agree with Legislator Rogowski that if we, in this climate, if we open this up, the recommendation of the Charter Commission is to put yourselves out of business. And maybe that's what they want, but I don't think that's you know, to Legislator Abinanti's point, getting the policy wonks involved, I don't think that's the outcome we desire. The other thing I think we really need to look at, and again, I say this in a positive way because I'm generally supportive of Legislator Ryan's ideas. You know, we have 300-plus pages of recommendations from the last commission. As you say, Mr. Chair, some have been adopted. I think we really need to take a hard look at what's been done, what hasn't been done, why haven't they been done, and before we set up the next commission, do we need to take steps to ensure that they will be more successful? I mean, this represents, I'm sure, hundreds and thousands of hours of people's personal time and input and work product, and very little came of it. And I'd hate to see that happen again. So I do generally support the concept. Let's look at how we do business. How can we do it better? But I'm beginning to lean toward the approach that maybe we should take a more focused look first, and then, you know, build out from there.
Can I just make a note? It says printed by Reader's Digest. No, just one comment. It says printed by Reader's Digest. Is this the abridged version?
No.
But that is the best question he's asked all year.
No, I don't think so.
This one. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, I've been listening to, and I'm new at all of this, but it seems to me that before you take on a charter revision group or assembly or announcement to the general public, you need an educational process, as Pete said. You can't really, if people don't understand what county government does to begin with, you can't ask them what to change, because, you know, they'll go out there and be like, Paul Finer and say, you know, we'll destroy it.
Paul Finer. Not that we're dropping any names.
But seriously, if there are recommendations from the previous group in 1988 and there's a lack of understanding about what the county is responsible for and what the county does and what the mandates are all about and all these other pieces, perhaps some sort of study group or some sort of educational process would be a good kind of thing to do. Understanding your county government, maybe this is something that we could sit down with Pace and go over with the Michaelian Institute, for instance, and have them have people, the general public, maybe sign up and have people come in and get that basic understanding first and then review maybe what happened before to see whether or not this is something they want to go ahead with. I think that Bill is right, that you need to start the discussion, but I think there needs to be some broad understanding of what the responsibilities of county government are all about and what these mandates are all about, because it was clear to me in my campaign last November that most people have very little idea about what county government does, and that's why they can all stand up and say, sure, get rid of it, because they don't know what we do in the first place.
Bring the one pager. Legislator Ryan's next. One, I just want to make two observations. In this prior commission report, they did recommend a county-wide sewer district be established. We also recommended a county-wide
sewer district. My position all these years I've been taking, Marty?
To control flooding. So there's one has been done, one hasn't been done.
But we should look at all the ones that haven't been done.
Where did you get the copy of this?
It was sent by email to everybody. Yeah, but it's a lot to print out, but there's a copy there.
It was unearthed. It was one of the,
we unearthed it.
One of the cornerstones of the Great Pyramid at Giza.
It was buried with the pharaoh.
Yeah, right.
We found it in the pharaoh's
King Tut. Yeah.
The building in this corner is leaning a little bit.
Saying, I told you so.
We sent it by email about 2 weeks ago.
All I know is my mailbox was overflowing.
That's probably part of
it. I think the job to determine whether or not our plan, our roadmap of how we operate, our the guidelines, the structure for how we operate, it's contained within the charter. Those are things that we need to know about, the county executive needs to know about, the department heads, the county attorney. And there's a point in the process when the people who need to know about that will step in, and some of the actions that they will contemplate will no doubt be aimed at changing that roadmap, changing that plan that is contained in our charter. I did not envision a countywide educational program to start to have residents of Buchanan and the Mamaroneck and White Plains understand their charter. Once again, the thing that I thought would be most valuable, and understand this would be kind of given birth by a group that back a few months ago, one day in December, we had people on this floor that were ready to make changes that would require, in some cases, charter revision, changes to how we operate, and we were prepared to do that, like within 10 or 20 minutes of a majority signing off on it. We had sorts of ideas that were coming from kitchen tables over the weekends, flying onto this table, and for a period of time that was like our own little private crisis up here, we were on the verge of actually considering making changes, eliminating this, combining that, twisting this, twirling that, and the thing was, I think the calmer voices from the public, certainly most notably from the League of Women Voters and from our own Citizen Budget Advisory Group that is, you know, consists of members of the public, calmer voices stepped forward and said, you know, don't you need time to kind of look at this and step back and analyze all this stuff? And fortunately, we decided that, you know, yes, we do need time. So we certainly have been giving ourselves some time. We're on the verge of clocking out the first half year of 2010. I don't know how much we have to show for it with respect to, you know, true analysis and study of the things that we were racing to do within an hour's time back on December 11th. But the thing is, that said, I'm not looking to educate the public on the charter. That is not necessary. I'm not looking to educate the Charter Revision Commission on all of the elements of the charter. What I'm looking to see done here is the promotion of a discussion in this county about things that people think they might like to see. And is everyone going to participate? No, certainly not. Let me just throw that. I really hesitate to do this, but let me just throw out something. It's conceivable that a Charter Revision Commission that is holding a discussion in Northern Westchester may hear from some people that, well, yeah, we're talking tonight about one of the most important services that are provided to us by government. We feel that is the police service. And you'll get everybody in the room to agree. And then somebody suggests, you know, and there probably are ways of delivering that service to us in a more economical way. And there may be a discussion about centralizing the police. Now, that doesn't come out of left field, because we heard a town supervisor talk about the centralization of police in a county by suggesting that a centralized operation take over the policing of his town. We only have to look maybe 45 minutes to the south of us to see a major county in New York State that has centralized police. So you'll hear that from one end of the room, and from the other end of the room, you'll hear, well, I don't know whether that's a good idea, centralized police, because I like the idea of people in patrol cars and on posts all the time in my town. I don't want to give that up. I don't want to see a diminishment of service. Well, from the other side, well, maybe there doesn't necessarily have to be a diminishment of service. Maybe it can be laid out in a way where the coverage remains the same. You just have centralized administration. So you see, you have this debate going on back and forth, and yet there's not one word of the charter, or one word of any section of the charter, or no one's demonstrating familiarity with the charter from either the commission or the public. It's a discussion about the importance of police services and the suggestion that maybe we could realign ourselves in a way where we still get the same amount of service, but we save some money. Maybe in another community, somebody says, well, this is great that you've been sent here by the government, and the government, of course, includes our county board of legislators. And I tell you one place they could start. They could start by eliminating several positions on the county board. Maybe they don't need 17. Maybe they only need 5. And someone else on the other side, that sounds good to me. 5 from 17, 12 positions, that's got to result in some cost savings. But yet from the back of the room, someone says, well, I don't know, in my corner of Westchester County, I'll use Peekskill and Cortland as an example, does that mean that I'd now be combined with everybody else across the northern part of Westchester? And if that person is elected from the village, the coterminous town village of Mount Kisco, that I just have to hope that they are sensitive to my needs here in Peekskill, the way they're going to be sensitive to their home community in Mount Kisco? Maybe. I don't like the idea of losing my representative that's a little bit closer to home. In fact, maybe instead of 17, maybe we should have a greater number. Come to think of it, the smaller the number, the harder it is to represent the diversity of Westchester County. And so, you get this debate going on. And once again, what's the importance there? Well, some people might feel that we really are important in our roles, and we're important servicely, certainly to this extent that we're involved in constituent service, that we have hundreds, if not thousands, of people each year that can point to that. But I just gave you two examples of a discussion that can go on in front of a charter revision commission, and there's not one shred of evidence that anybody actually understands what a charter is or why it's there and what it contains. But they are talking about the importance of services. Somebody else might say, you know, the same way we shed our planning, our health function and other functions years ago, planning. I hear the county does a tremendous job with the planning function. They were exceptionally good. In fact, there was a meeting on the morning of the 24th of May, and they talked about GIS and the extraordinary program that they have. Isn't there a way that we could kind of send all of our planning functions to Westchester? The Westchester function may become larger, but the individual localities, they'll see these local functions disappearing. We won't have to do our own individual thing. Is there any way they could take on more of that? That might be a good change. Not one suggestion that they knew anything about the charter, what the charter does. And the people in the commission listening don't have to know what the charter is. They just need to know that when the meeting shut down, they had a substantial number of people say, gee, could we still have our same police coverage but a less expensive administration? And then if a year later they bring that proposal back to the Board of Legislators and the County Executive and they say that one of our recommendations is keep the level of service where it is. County provides all the high-level centralized, specialized services anyway. Keep the level of police service where it is, but consolidate in a way where we change are able to change our administration. Can you now embark on a discussion with the localities to see if they buy into it? That's the reality is they're so parochial in their viewpoint, many of them would say no. But the point is this. It could very well be a proposal that comes back to the Board of Legislators. Aha, the first group that needs to know what the hell the charter is. And they, in turn, us around this table, sit and say, well, let's talk with our attorneys. Is there some way we need to reposition ourselves to be able to take on more things or shed things? Is there something about how our charter is worded? So really, I see a lot of very positive, good, healthy discussion out in the communities about services. I just picked out two of them. But about services, there may be a lot, there may be a little bit, but the point is we went out, we demonstrated to people that we wanted to listen. And then in the end, There may, in fact, be some things that the Charter Revision Commission actually brings to us. Not actually recommending charter change, but just saying, these are the ways we think things should be restructured. We now give back to the government the task of do what you have to do to restructure if you, too, think this is a good idea. And then we, of course, have the ball in our court, and we would then take the steps that we need to take to either ignore it or move partially down that road or move fully down that whatever road is being recommended because we agree with it. But I, once again, I do not think that it would be unwise to go out there and test the waters. I do think there are levels of control built into this. First and foremost is the government itself, the legislature and the executive. Secondly, is the careful job that would be done with the selection of the people to sit on this commission. And, I think in the end, maybe it's not so important that things were changed in a major way, but I think that we took the time to listen and consider what the people were talking about, what the people's ideas were for their government. And it's anybody's guess as to how significant that package might be in the end. But anyway.
Thanks.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I agree that the conversation needs to take place. The example about police, what level it happens at, a regional level, a local level. The other thing we talk about a lot are roads, for instance. You know, state, county, local, all roads within the same municipality. Who's going to do that? But if we're not going to speak about it in terms of the charter and people aren't going to know what the implications of the charter are, I don't understand why this needs to be a county charter revision commission if that's not central to the discussion. I mean, I agree with you wholeheartedly that we need to have a very broad and focused and lengthy discussion about which level of government performs what service and where it's most cost effective. I think you're dead right there, Bill. But then I would say, but from the sounds of your last discussion, I don't see how that fits into a charter revision commission if the charter is not going to be central to that. So my suggestion would be, let's have the bigger conversation. Let's see who's going to handle what, whether it's, you know, the county handles policing, the localities handle the roads, blah, blah, blah. Then let's have our charter revision commission to focus on what needs to be done to facilitate that.
Well, just in response, I think that it's possible that some of the things that are discussed out there don't involve charter revision. Obviously, charter revision would be alert in working with some of the ex officios would be alert to the things that would require that. It's possible that someone in the meeting could say, "Hey, if we did suggestion A that was brought up by this gentleman over here, could that just be done overnight?" And someone might say, "Oh no. I have an ex officio member here from our county law department. They're telling us it requires charter change." So, and what would that entail? So, not everything is going to require charter change, but obviously, what we like to get going is the conversation, not requiring. That's all I'm saying. Not requiring that the general public that we're going to ask to participate in some of these things. Not requiring that they know what the charter says, what it is, what it says, how it has to be amended and reworked. I don't know. If that was a requirement, I dare say you wouldn't get anywhere with any of this.
Just to put this in context, I think this last commission was not out there as a roving listener of public opinion. It looks like most of their work was done internally because... Mm-hmm. They had only 5 public hearings after, but they had 16 meetings among themselves.
They were more specific in their focus,
55
too.
Subcommittee meetings. Their charge was pretty broad. It was, this is from O'Rourke, "The Charter Revision Study Commission will have complete freedom to address any and all questions pertaining to the charter and code." And then the county executive asked them to focus on 11 issues: the budget process, local initiatives and referendums,
the composition of the Board of Acquisition and Contract, Westchester County Medical Center and its request to be a public benefit corporation, the need for the consolidation of county departments, terms of office for various department heads and members of the Board of Legislators, levels of responsibility among and between county government and local governments, which is what we're talking about, the county's legislative process and its policies, the need to establish a Human Rights Commission, the need to establish a Department of Housing, the need to clarify and to further develop the county land use plan.
Yeah. That was a rather specific list that those of us who remember when that was launched and received a lot of treatment in the media, there were some fairly specific items on
right.
That.
One thing we could do, and we may want to do this next time, but is to go through each of the duties and responsibilities this commission would have and determine how we feel about having a commission do that. And the alternative is to have each legislator act as a facilitator to set up meetings in their district to go over the very issues Bill wants to go over, which I think we all agree that what you propose makes sense, to get input from the public on the organization of government and that the county ought to be doing that. Some people do, I mean, there are some officials out there doing that. Sandy Gala, you get her emails periodically, she has meetings about consolidation, but I think everybody here expressed the view that it makes sense for us to do something like that. And the question is the vehicle on which we do it, whether it's a charter revision commission or through some other vehicle. But maybe we ought to take some time to go through this 6 items in the proposed legislation. One is the final report, but 5 other items that we may not have a chance to get through today, but that would focus this commission. And I think if you look at them, they're pretty broad. And determine whether we want to go to the commission room or some other room.
Just let me just say just quickly that one of the reasons why I was directed down the charter revision path was there was so much that was quickly being discussed by the legislature, which we're walking around with the ability to pull the trigger on this stuff. Depending on what it is, some of it can be done quickly. But much of the discussion involved changes of things that are mentioned in our charter. And so it seemed to me that if it was our intent to continue down that road, we were going to be facing charter change. And so if a charter change was in our future, why not try to take some steps to get the bigger picture with respect to service delivery? Clearly, we can sit around in our committee system. We can come up with a couple of changes. We can explore them, and in this kind of vacuum,
taking it out there. Too.
Yeah, but I mean, we can come up with things around the table, and the next thing you know, we're announcing to the public that these are things that we're going to set in motion. We could do it that way, and we're all pretty knowledgeable people, and it could be that some of the stuff that we would get up in front of us would be good stuff. I just am looking for the added benefit of having the people that we represent feel good about our view of their importance, and some of them out there will appreciate that, some may not. But I think many people feel good when they know that people in government listen to them, take their views and opinions and take them seriously. And I think there are so many different things going on here that needs to be said as well. But I think charter revision was the focus of this, the central element of Westchester Renewed, only because I felt it was likely that decisions that this board would find itself making at some point would, in fact, require charter revision.
Right. I think the question that's come up is whether we want to put a charter revision commission between us and the people.
That's right. That's right.
Where do we go?
And that too is a good
What's the, what's the, yeah. Anybody's thought? Should we continue to
think about this? Does anyone want to move forward right now with the commission idea? Because we do, we still have to discuss the composition of the commission.
I'd like to move forward on this, but if it's not going to get a majority at this point, I certainly would like to see us discuss further alternatives and not just drop it.
I think we'll agree on that. I mean, other thoughts?
I'd like to see us go forward with it. I don't know if we want to go forward with it today, but I like the idea of a charter revision commission. I'd like a little bit different. I mean, number one, I want to bring out the public to talk about it, but I'd like to see some intellectual discussion. And I like the idea of sending some people off and saying, take a look at what we do. Is there a better way to do it? I mean, if you look at some of these issues that are in, which I just looked at briefly now, are things that we're still talking about.
Yeah, well,
and it doesn't hurt to have some people go out and do some research and come back with some guidance on it. I mean, they rejected the idea of combining the departments that we wanted to combine in December.
Yeah.
And it would be interesting to understand, like, why, you know, like, has something...
Well, that's going back and finding out why they did that.
Right, but or putting a whole group of people out there today and saying, look at this stuff and answer some of these questions.
Well, I think, you know, we're talking around this. It seems to me that there are... Well, maybe Tom and Bill crystallized. If we're agreement, we all want to do something. County Executive Rourke, to the extent I can remember back in those days, one of his favorite mechanisms when something very controversial or something like this, set up a Blue Ribbon Commission. But it was more along the lines of Tom's point. A lot of Bill's focus is let's set up a commission, but citizen oriented. We each pick somebody and 30 people. And, you know, it's a whole approach. Citizen input, get there. One other way of getting at the same type of things is, I guess, what Morris Tom's talking about, where it's more of a focused Blue Ribbon Commission. O'Rourke was sort of famous for that, and you very specific with legal and voters, central labor body, county association. You know, it could be 6, 8, 10, 12, but very specific people, not citizens. I mean, they may have gone out and had public hearings, and maybe they would get citizen input, but the commission was really very specific areas with a specific charge. Come back and say, we can't sit around these tables and deal with this. Here's the charge. You look at
89 issues they had done.
You look at, you know, consolidating police department, whatever it is, and come back in 6 months with a report. And then how they got their input, whatever those were. But it was more that than a citizen-run...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I
think we're going to move forward with something. I mean, we can discuss the two different approaches or three different approaches. Sure. But I think it's always good to take.
But it's very different what Bill's asking for. I think. I mean, it was somewhat, you know, fairly. Different.
I don't know. We explored further, but I think it's a good idea every 25 years or so to take a look and let somebody, even if they come back and say, you know what, guys, we can't find a better way than what you're doing now. Keep muddling through.
But you know, for me, again, Mr. Chairman, for me, and I didn't look at my email, but Pete raised a good point. I mean, even though it's over 20 years ago. This work was done. The charter still is. The county government is what it is. And we probably, individually, so we can answer our constituents or the press or collectively, know what happened, what was done, what wasn't done. There may be 15 things, and it's time for us to take them and maybe do.
And another 15 were done.
At least for me, I need to take it upon myself to read through it, understand what's there before, frankly, before I vote to move forward on anything. I'm flying a little bit in the dark of... I don't really recall.
No, but you see, but Marty, but that's what another commission can do for you also. Well, they can look at this and say, these were some very good suggestions. These 15 were done, but there were another 15 that are still valid.
That's one of the first charges. But right. Maybe as a committee, we should also take a look at
otherwise, if that's another task for a whole bunch of interns from PACE. You know, that's a major task.
Four suggestions for continuing this discussion. One is... maybe we can have somebody and determine what was done and what wasn't done.
That's a major task.
Yeah,
it is.
Who's got a summer to
work? Not that bad. You know, it's a lot of paper, but there's like some pages with only 5 lines.
Right, but you still have to have some understanding. You got to have a historical perspective to see.
Right, but you might have to go beyond this document to get the historical perspective.
Right, that's
the
problem.
I'm not sure where you go. Second thing is, please let's next time look at the specific duties and responsibilities that this legislation bill proposes laid out. I think you really need to focus on what that commission would do or what some other entity would do. The third issue is, what's the alternative to the commission of doing what Bill proposes? Because we all like Bill's idea of getting input, listening, is there another way to do it other than through the vehicle of the commission? And the fourth item is, assuming we get through all of that, is what would be the composition? Would it be this the proposals that now exist with 31 members? I mean, I think we should try to make it more streamlined.
Well, you yourself pointed out that the number of how many committee meetings did they have? They had 55 meetings, and they
55
had
55 subcommittees. They were divided into various subcommittees.
Right, 9 subcommittees or something, and then you've got, so that's a lot of work.
It's 2 years.
Somebody
so
who
it's
could,
a 2 year. They started in January of 87, and they completed it in December of 88.
You know, 31 is not too many if you've got a good organizer at the top, who could be in charge of them and divide them into subcommittees and make them work. 50 would not be too many if you had somebody who can do that. If you have somebody who can't run this thing, 10 is too many. I mean, you know, it's really an organizational.
Well, yeah, somebody's going to have to.
You're going to have to have somebody doing this.
I
who
gather
can,
it was basically Sal Precioso that ran this all.
Right.
You know, he was pretty good at that.
But Mr. Chairman, to the extent you have organizations as opposed to just citizens, the league, you know, they'll designate someone. You're on vacation this week. They'll get, you know, the league stays involved. You have an individual
no,
citizen.
No, but they didn't do that, though. They didn't do
that. Was all citizens?
It was all citizens. Now, they might have represented different groups.
I'm saying, yeah.
But they that was all citizens.
Yeah, but I'm saying as representatives of somebody being
right.
just themselves.
Right. Well, yeah, but if you name a specific person, and that person happens to be the head of the League of Women Voters, you would hope that person would draw on the institutional support that that person has. But once you name an organization, that's a different type of there's a different type of structure then.
Also, Westchester 2000 was already set up, and they mm-hmm. used the secretary for Westchester 2000 to type the report. They had a management analyst and an administrative assistant.
2000 seemed like, you know.
Yeah.
They didn't have word processors, then they had to type it.
So is that...
You're right.
Is that okay with you moving forward to the next session for everyone?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I suppose so. It's
your proposal's still on the table.
Yeah, you know, it's what the pleasure of the committee.
Okay. We have a few. So, Benson, maybe you can circulate a memo so everybody knows what we're doing. And I guess you could print out the report. I'm looking for the minutes.
Mr. Chairman, have several new business or just a request?
Yeah.
At the request of one of my constituents, I think I put in the mailboxes the package on wild and exotic animals.
Yes, I have it right here.
And I think Julie's involved as well, and she's constantly on our, you know, contacting us to say, well, we were there once before, and the committee looked at it, and it's time to look at it again. Some elephant just killed somebody in someplace.
I've got a proposed response. I mean,
okay.
I'd like to write back to her and say, this is the question you're raising is whether the county should lease its property
yes, that's exactly
to the acts or circuses that use wild and exotic animals.
Yes.
That doesn't have to be a law. That is an issue of county policy. Are they going to lease? We didn't pass a law to say the county can't lease the county convention center for gun shows. That's the county. That's the policy of the county executive.
Mm-hmm. Well, it should go it could be that way, or we could pass a law. That's one. But that, I mean, we could set the policy. But you know, it's a fair point.
Step number one is talk to the county executive and see if he's in agreement with that.
I'm saying she's
not
specifically asked that we, you know, we go on record with our policy. But it could be done that way. But that's.
And just to back, I mean, this was in the very beginning. So this was like 6 years ago for me. When these people originally were interested in banning the use of these exotic and wild animals from the county center, we did bring in Parks and Rec at the time, and the commissioner of Parks and Recreation did a detailed profiling of the not only the revenue that comes in from the circus, mm-hmm. but also the sort of the social importance to parts of this county of hosting a circus here that included elephants. And so it was his recommendation at the time that the county policy stand as is that would allow this because he felt it performed a great. Now that, I don't know in 6 years whether that sentiment has changed or
Well, the meeting.
I remember going on record and suggesting we bring in for 1 year to see how it worked, to bring in more of a Cirque du Soleil kind of
circus. Did they have
circus.
Was Hannaford here last year?
They've been here.
This is Hannaford.
No, I know she was here. A former trapeze artist.
Yes, and she has been. I mean, they have been here. They are contracted every year. And I don't know whether I remember the commissioner saying he did not feel that a Cirque du Soleil type of show would bring in as many patrons as a circus with live animals would.
So, Mr. Chairman, you want to entertain a meeting and these people come in, and it's your call.
If you need to do it, because it's your, but I prefer to write to them and say, take it up with the county executive first, as whether you'll make a county policy not to do this. Because we're going to sit here and, you know, what are we going to do?
I have no problem suggesting that you do that first, and then depending on what answer she gets,
I would suggest, though, that we did have a meeting on this just last year. We discussed it exhaustively, and honestly, although I was sympathetic to them, it was the overwhelming sentiment of the committee that this wasn't necessarily an appropriate issue for the county board.
Well, that's why the chairman's suggestion is a good one.
Yeah.
That we've already heard you recently, and there was not a move to go move forward. Go talk to the county executive, see what he thinks.
And you can say, there is a new administration.
I'm happy to be.
The point I made last year is, why do we necessarily need a law? We might express policy, but I don't think we have to pass a law. I mean,
well, if the administration, listen, a couple of years ago, put a law to ban incandescent light bulbs. The county executive likely put on executive order was done. I mean, so, you know, if things
in certain cases, I mean, if this county executive decided to have gun shows again there, I for one might want a discussion here as to what the parameters of those gun shows should be and whether we have them.
Okay.
So you could have a law or an act, actually. It would probably be an act as opposed to a law.
Right.
Because I think it's worked out well. If we don't, then...
Isn't there an issue? A resolution is an issue whether the county executive is bound by it, right?
Right, but it could be an act.
As a chairman, you could either write to, I'm happy to go back to it if you want.
What would you rather? What would you prefer?
I can tell her that I told you raising the committee, and you'll be hearing from the chairman. But I'm happy to do a job. I'm happy to go back to it. I'll email her and tell her about the discussions we had and pass on your suggestions.
And I'll stick to it when she emails me and says, "Do you just
any other business?"
So move for the minutes.
The 3rd, the 17th, and the 24th.
No.
Well,
I only have the
17th.
Today is the
24th. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the agenda. I was looking at the agenda.
I would second.
I can't tell
on the minutes.
All right. So we have a motion and a second for the minutes of the 3rd and the 17th. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So maybe we'll look within the next 2 or 3 weeks to continue this discussion. What's on for next week, so everybody's familiar?
Next week we're
taking off. This is day after Memorial Day. Everybody. The week
and
after.
We should have salary labeling ready.
Which is, you
good.
Asked for that. That'll be the
7th. Journal News is doing a big article about it.
That'll be the 7th.
About what?
Calorie labeling.
Okay, very good. June. To allow our law to stay in effect while the federal government gets its act together with
regulations. No, it's not in effect. There's
no. No. The proposal would put our law in effect. Anything else on the 7th?
Maybe
eminent domain. Maybe eminent domain will come
back. Move to
second? All in favor?
I'll pay attention to this.
Which email do you want me to use? I'll email it to you right now.
What do you have?
What's on my personal email?
I
don't know.
Picture in the air?
Yeah, it's a thing that says anybody interested.
We should connect ourselves to that again.
Tell me your one.
Bill Buckley.
What is it, Bill? Dot Burton.
At Burton.
We have a...
Well, let me just get this.
No, that's right. Burton.